Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. And I wanted to thank all the Tolos out there for participating in what I think is one of the coolest giveaways we've ever done. Like, I really love this giveaway a lot. You get to watch a Cowboys away game with a former Cowboys player, with the Cowboys cheerleaders, at the Star, at the facility, and you can do it by calling in, because let's give something away!
877-881-1053, caller number 10.
Now.
We'll win that one-of-a-kind experience. You're going to be joining the Cowboys cheerleaders, former Cowboys player. There's going to be free Whataburger and other goodies to take home. Caller number 10 right now, 877-881-1053. And don't think this right now, but if you don't win, your next chance to win will be at 5:15 right here on The Fan with a G-Bag Nation.
I love it. I love that somebody's about to win.
By the way, speaking of the G-Bag Nation, did you know that you could go see them at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits today doing their show? There's going to be food trucks, live music, Tolo customers, first-time customers get a $25 gift card. Woo! That's off 377.
I actually did know that.
That's good.
I got an email from the boss about it. I just tweeted out the location. I just tweeted out a panel. So you go check that out on my Twitter at In the Majors. And I asked you earlier, is G-Bag Nation out today? So there's lots of ways that I knew. And I'm glad you just told the Tolos out there because that is awesome.
You're welcome.
Kevin, let's dive in on this. We're going to set this up first.
Okay.
What other events do you wish had tailgating? We'll get to that in just a minute, and I'll explain why.
I'm ready.
Before we do, though, I wanted to discuss a little bit about the Cowboys offensive line, because it's the one thing I think holding this offense back from being a playoff-worthy offense.
Okay.
The other day, my buddy asked me, he said, how much does an offensive line cost? And I said, anywhere from $35 to $46 million. And then I went and looked at payrolls.
Right.
And I feel like, Kevin, the Cowboys are at $18 million. And I was like, that is pretty low.
Most of that's got to be Terrence Steele, too, right?
Yeah, and that was, I don't know that if that included Tyler Smith's new deal. I don't know exactly how it works, but it's not going to be that much this year anyway.
Correct.
So it's about $18 million is what the Cowboys spent. Now, what their goal is we're going to draft and develop. We've done this before. We did it with Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, Travis Frederick. We draft. We feel like we see traits in these offensive linemen that we think can turn into something good. And last year, Jerry Jones told us multiple times, I feel like sometimes we didn't want to hear it because he didn't sign Derrick Henry. But a lot of he kept saying, I don't think Derrick Henry would do good in this offense. And we were like, huh. The offensive line he didn't feel was good enough.
Sure.
Zach Martin had fallen off, unfortunately. Time happens. Terrence Steele wasn't completely back, I guess. You had a rookie.
Maybe you think he was back.
Maybe he was.
You just don't think he's good enough.
You had a rookie center. You had a rookie left tackle who, quite honestly, you got lots of question marks about him even playing.
Oh, yeah.
This year, not going to say things have gone much better. So I wanted to, I know what I'm watching, and I'm watching an offensive line that is just as what we've said about most things on this team right now, inconsistent. I'm watching what I see is sometimes you'll have some amazing power blocks. Sometimes you have some great footwork, sometimes great technique, but it's not every play. And didn't it feel like with Zach and Tyron, it was just like, that's a wall that I just can't get by today.
You're right. I have to admit, and I know you're going to go through this, I think the offensive line has been better than these numbers reflect, but not a lot better because these numbers are kind of depressing.
All right, Kevin, where and Alec, now that you were, who won? Do we have a name? Can we announce that? Or
yeah, we have Brennan. Tolo Brennan is going to be our second winner of the day.
Ooh.
Brennan doesn't like the letter D.
I mean, he didn't pick his name, right?
Uh-huh.
Good point.
Some people do get to pick their name.
That's
but congratulations,
true.
Brennan. We're very happy for you. Look forward to seeing you. Where do you think, I went to Pro Football Focus and tried to, you know, get some numbers. Where do you think Cooper Beebe ranks out of all centers? Alec? Because Kevin knows the answers to this.
Oh.
I want to let you know, just so it makes you feel better, just in case. I got all of these wrong, and several of them I got wrong by a great deal.
I'm going to say, and this is accounting for every single person that's played, right?
All the centers,
not just starters.
All centers this year.
You know what? I'm going to do the Cowboys way. I'm going to say right around middle of the pack, and I'm going to go, I'm going to say 17th.
Wrong. You did the same thing I did.
Oh.
30. Dang. He is the 30th ranked out of, and by the way, that's out of 33. So that's 33 centers that have played a minimum number of snaps this year.
Hey, Alec, if it helps you going forward, tilt negative on these answers because I fell into that trap of being like, they've been okay.
His pass block rating or grade is a 32.5.
Good
now,
night.
That's not the worst because the next person below him, Lloyd Cushenberry, 31.4.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Not the lowest. The best center in the game, Tyler Linderbaum, is at a 27.6. However, his run block is a 90.5, so he balances out at an 80. So that,
okay.
Yeah, so that's that there. So, okay, all right, center position, he's injured. Don't want to kick the man while he's down, obviously. We'll move on. Well, hopefully Brock Hoffman can do better. Let's move to the guard position. If my computer is fast enough to catch up with this conversation, it is not.
I really like the way you set that up, though.
This is not working at all. All right, so we'll move to a different.
Come
there
on,
we go.
Technology.
Here we go. All right, where do you think Tyler Smith ranks on this list for guards?
You said lean negative.
Remember what I told you.
Yeah. I'm going to go with 24th.
39.
Wow.
Where do you think Tyler Booker is?
He's got to be even worse, huh?
49.
Yeah.
All right.
That was me trying to tell Alec to go low.
Yeah. you weren't calling him short. You were
that's what you do.
No, I don't do that. I don't do that anymore. I did it once, twice, maybe seven times. But I stopped after that.
6'7".
6'7".
I still don't know what that means.
Nobody really does. We just say it, okay?
Okay.
We just say
it.
To
show you got Riz?
No.
I hate it.
Kevin.
I'm never going to say that again.
While I'm waiting for the tackles to show. Oh, there they go.
And spoiler alert, they did bad in that too.
Where is Terrence Steele?
Oh.
Out of all starting tackles.
I actually know. I have an opinion that he's not very good, so... I would say 32.
Now, let me pause you. Pause. Alec, you're making a mistake here.
Oh, no.
Because you're just thinking of one tackle. Remember, NFL.
Oh, this is all tackles. Okay, give me 74th.
He's
going to do better than that.
You know what? What was your first guess?
It was 30.
30? He's at 44. And for Tyler Guyton, guys... he wasn't on that page. So we're good, right?
No, that means he was worse.
He is ranked at 65 with a total grade of 36.5. Now, listen, when it comes to their grading, the Cowboys grading, that's all going to be different. These are all different views of things. This is just a general idea based on what they grade their offensive linemen out as. But we've seen it. The running has been good. I'm not going to say that it's been spectacular.
I agree.
It's been better than I thought for sure. Yeah. And Javonte Williams is getting me lots of fantasy points. They have four touchdowns on the ground. When you get into the red zone, I feel pretty confident that Brian Schottenheimer's group is going to be able to get you in the end zone. I really do right now. But the entire pass block, run block group right now, struggling a little bit. If they can take that up a little bit, I think, Kevin, then that offensive line, if it's there, that offense can be a playoff-worthy offense. Okay. Now we just got to get... So they're still developing. I will say they're young, still developing. And with Booker, Guyton, Hoffman's going to have some development time too, but they got to hit the ground. He's got to hit the ground running for sure.
It's just really damning that there are 32 teams. Let's just say two starting tackles. That's 64. I get that more players play because of injuries and whatnot. But if you're not even in the top 64, which he's 65th, that's never going to work.
Yeah. So we're hopeful that that turns around at some point. And then the defense, we got work to do there for sure.
Yeah.
Now for the big question, the fun question.
Oh.
Last night I went to my kids' football game, where I saw a middle schooler, Jadeveon Clowney, somebody, and then swim on them. And you're like, what do you mean? No, he actually laid on top of the person and acted like he was swimming, and I think it's hilarious. On the way in, though, I was thinking, Kevin, you've seen this. Whenever I would cover Plano games, they would tailgate. Like,
yes.
And I've seen this at other high school games, too. They would literally sit out there. The parents are sitting out there, hopefully not having too many, imbibing too much. Usually they save that for Austin Avenue afterwards.
Right.
But they would sit out there and tailgate before a high school game. And I thought to myself, man, this would be a lot cooler if we had a tailgate before this middle school game, just because. And then I started thinking this, what other events would be a lot cooler if there was tailgate?
Going to the DMV. I thought about this a lot. Everybody hates going to the DMV. If you want to say like going to the dentist, I get it, but you probably just brush your teeth. You don't want to mess with that, all right? Be drinking water only going to the dentist. But everybody hates going to the DMV. People frequently joke about how lethargically slow it is and everything.
Gosh, it is.
But if you could be partying and grilling out, and this would be a community of people, because it feels like everybody hates the DMV. So let's all work together, monitor the number system inside so you can be like, hey, Joe, you're probably going to be in there in 35 minutes. And you're like, ooh, okay, I think I can finish these ribs before I go in there. And so let's all look out for one another. And I think this could work beautifully.
From the 901, and I think you're right. We all have to sit out there in line too early just to be able to get our opportunity. So if we had people just hanging out, you know, cracking some coldies a little early, that might be nice. From the 901, how about tailgating at weddings? Here's the one thing.
Agreed.
I feel like the groomsmen are already tailgating. All right. Usually the grooms and the women, I don't know what they're called, bridesmaids, they're mimosing all morning. And then, so I do think for the people that are heading to the wedding, that is, they should have a little cocktail out in the parking lot before they go into this thing. I think that's a grand idea. I also, somebody did text this in and I agree as well. Church.
I mean, you do get to drink alcohol in church.
Hang outside, have a little blood of Christ, and then head on in there and praise him. Ooh.
People from my church listen to this show. I maybe should.
Okay. I grew up Southern Baptist. I went to a Second Baptist Church over here in East Dallas. And I know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Oh, if I would have rolled up and there were people outside smoking some briskets or something, having some burgers, and we get to sit in some lawn chairs in the parking lot and then head on in, it'd be a lot cooler if we could. How often do you see at softball games guys sit out there in the parking lot and drink, then go play seven innings of softball, and then go back out in the parking lot and drink?
Then let me ask you something about that specifically.
Okay.
Do you think there are a lot of activities in people's lives and stuff that they do mainly as an excuse to cover up that they just really want to drink? Because if you say, I'm just going to drink, people might be like, oh, you got a problem.
Jeez, this
but
guy.
But if you're going to a college football game and then you're following up with a softball game, you go, oh, busy day. But really, you're just going to drink.
Day drink and then follow. No, you got a really good point there. Alec, what do you think would be a better experience if there was some tailgating before?
I thought about the implications of it when I had this idea and I changed my mind. I was going to say jury duty.
Okay.
But then it would impair your ability to think.
I tell you, I should be on this jury.
Exactly. You're more honest.
Hey, get you sent home early.
That's a good point.
You know what? I'm going to throw a curveball. Grocery shopping.
Oh, dude, I love this.
No.
Because yes.
You're going to be broke.
You're right.
You're going to be broke.
And I'm okay with it because I'm probably going to find stuff that I wouldn't buy sober,
mm-hmm. You
know, and I'd be like, I would never try this in a regular state of mind. And then maybe I find some new food that I like.
Yes, yes, yes.
So you're going to be the person buying the food that says these two things together at last. And you're like, that is a good idea.
Dude, and think about this. They could, the grocery store could set it up as their own tailgate, maybe pay $5 to get into the tailgate situation. All right, think about this for a second. $5, you walk through, instead of having to go through the free sample section through the entire store, you get your free samples with the $5 entry to the tailgate and have a couple sips.
Whoa.
And you're heading into the store right afterward. It's a maze directing you right to the grocery store.
Okay.
And you're everybody else in there that didn't go to the tailgate, they're going, man, I should have gone and gotten my free sample drinks before I headed in. A lot of people texting in funerals. Yes, that is definitely... rest in peace, but celebrate life.
Are you one of the people who's going to want that at your funeral?
Celebrate life, baby. I want you guys to... Did Corey lead with levity most times?
Mm. Yes.
In most instances, Corey is probably going to try and give you a joke before he tries to really hurt you. And so that's usually the case. I want a compliment sandwich. So yes, I would want people to celebrate my life at my funeral.
Okay.
That's the way that I would definitely go about it. Getting your car fixed from the 817. You go to the shop.
Man.
Maintenance shop and tailgate just a little bit.
You know what? I that might be the best answer. Because everywhere you go, even when you like just get a tire fixed up or you get new tires or whatever, they're like, we have a complimentary water if you'd like one. You're like, no, You're about to tell me that the thing I thought that would be one thing for $300 is about to be $1,400. Booze me up.
And then lastly, somebody said the school pickup line. I'm not sure. Oh, there's already a lot of aggression there.
And you're in a car. I guess the mechanic's probably not helpful then either, now that I think about it.
Hey, you don't have to drink at all tailgates. You can have some food, just some burgers or something.
Okay.
And some complimentary fun with friends.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's Tom from My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? Or are they a friend of the show that you really respect, but you hate this one article that they wrote?
Oh, no.
We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
The Gafford screen against Gobert, tailed by McDaniels.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to remind everybody today you can go see the G-Bag Nation at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits.
I dare you to go.
I would just invite you to go. There's lots of good deals. Plus, it's the G-Bag Nation. Plus, brand new customers will get a $25 gift card, and it's right off of 377 if you want to go check them out. Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits.
I love gifts.
Now, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot.
My buddy.
I'm a little hesitant with this one. But it is My Buddy's an Idiot. And I really like Mike Curtis. I think he does an excellent job. We've had him on the show numerous times. Unfortunately, today I stand before you or sit before you saying that we're going to have to say Mike Curtis is an idiot.
Sorry, Mike. I like you, man. I think you're great.
All right. Oh, I do too.
Kevin said that already.
He's ranking the top 45 Mavericks in franchise history because this is the 45th year of the Mavericks. He put Dwight Powell as the 29th best Maverick of all time. That puts
pretty low on the list.
You shut up. That puts him ahead of Vince Carter, P.J. Washington, Daniel Gaffer, Derek Lively, Nick Van Exel, Detlef Schrempf, among others.
Well, did how many of those guys went to a Western Conference final and an NBA final with the Mavericks?
Three of them.
Impressive.
Four of them. Ooh, maybe five.
So?
At least four of them.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Dwight Powell's been a key part.
Has
to
he?
A Western Conference final bid. And
when did that happen?
Years ago with Luka. Remember the days?
Would we say key part?
Okay, look. Whenever he went in, you knew the game was over.
He was... Was it Mike who called him the human cigar?
There, I would say like he was... It was frustrating because if he was in, you were in foul trouble.
Okay.
You know, like that was a lot of the times if he was in, you were in foul trouble or it was mop up time. And, you know, you've had to use him at times. He gets a lot of hate. Obviously, Mike had, you know, was a big part of that because Mike led
Mike
the
was leading
charge
the parade
every single day. But I don't know where I guess I need to look at the 28 before him, obviously, and everybody after him. He can't be above Vince Carter, though.
Jalen Brunson is 22, so he's seven spots better than Dwight Powell.
I mean, Jalen Brunson wasn't here that long, so.
Oh, okay, but all right. That's fine.
Dwight Powell's been here.
I just want to say again.
Forever.
Dwight Powell was ranked ahead of Detlef Schrempf, Nick Van Exel, Derek Lively, Daniel Gafford, P.J. Washington, and Vince Carter.
Gafford's been here for what?
Yeah, and he's already better than Dwight Powell and made more of an impact for the Mavericks than Dwight Powell ever did.
I would say that Dwight Powell was a key for you keeping certain players around. Chemistry is big. I can't argue this. I'm sorry. I'm trying.
But I still think Mike Curtis is great. I just hate this ranking.
I wonder how often like relationship with that player kind of also feeds into this. You're like, man, you know, he's done this. And I wonder if the Mavericks organization would even think about putting him in that category at number 29. I don't think so.
Now, this one's tricky.
It's tricky to rock.
Who needs to ask for forgiveness? Is it the American tennis player Taylor Townsend? Not forgiveness. Who's the idiot? Those are totally different segments. Or is it society for how they reacted to this? So Townsend did a video where he was talking about the local dishes in Kazakhstan. And it included things like bullfrogs and turtles, and joked that she would need to talk to HR about the quality of the food.
Okay.
Society wasn't having it. So she took to Instagram again today to apologize and said, quote, "I just want to come on here and apologize sincerely from the bottom of my heart." And she said she was privileged to be able to travel around and that there's no excuse. There are no words. And she said, "I will be better."
Okay. I think every once in a while you can crack a little joke and it'd be funny.
Not allowed.
But I also think if you're going to crack that joke, you should try the food. You know, try okay. if you're going to do that, then go, you know what? I'm going to see if this is
because it'd be what different.
I think.
Yeah, it'd be different if you ate bullfrog and you're like, I don't like it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But if you hadn't and you don't know yet.
Okay.
What do you know? And when people say delicacy, a lot of times I'm like, okay, just because you say delicacy does not mean it's good, right? Okay. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's good. But I do think that it is important for us to be cultured in that respect to try as many little things as we can.
Right now, let's talk with somebody who's already had plenty of travel under their belt. It is FC Dallas midfielder Nolan Norris. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Man, we're doing good. But let me ask you this. Do you think you're going to be doing even better on Friday when the United States announces their under 20 roster for the World Cup in Chile?
I sure hope so. I think I'll be doing real well if my name is on that list. It's been a really big goal of mine. I think something that I've thought about probably every single day for the past couple of years. So, yeah, if my name's there, I think it would be a good day, you could say.
Well, doing this phone call moves you in the right direction.
Yep.
Because we've already had two players from the second team for FC Dallas who have...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Made their MLS debut immediately following doing an interview with us. So I think we might be just the bump you need to make sure you're on that roster.
Oh, that's what we love to hear. You know, it's you like to see a little bit of help. So if it's helping the other guys, I'll appreciate that.
Okay.
Hey, have you had much time to much of an opportunity to kind of reflect on your development this year? I know like you get this opportunity ahead of you and everything and you're in it. But do you think about, you know, how far you've come throughout the season and what more you've learned as you've been on this roster?
Yeah, I think I think it's been a crazy year, to be honest, with my club and obviously with the national team. I think a lot has happened. I came into the season with big goals, and I remember speaking with Coach Eric Quill and just about my goals and what what he was expecting of me this season. And I was very honest, and I just said, look, like, you can count on me, and I'm going to work as hard as I can because I want to break into the team and get some appearances under my belt. And when I do that, that's going to help me in my case for the U20 World Cup. So I think this U20 cycle has been going on for a couple of years now. And for me, I've enjoyed my time at every camp, but to be honest, my whole focus at every camp and every game I've played for the U.S. has been to get to the World Cup. So I think I've developed in a lot of different areas. I've played quite a few different positions. And I think the season really kicked off for me when I got my first run of games with the first team this year at left back mostly. I think it gave me a lot of confidence and sent me into national team camps where I did pretty well. And I thought it was really good, and obviously kind of was unlucky with an injury in the summer. And that put a little bit of doubt in my mind about just how the end of the season is going to end. But I think I've bounced back well and had a good camp. What was it, a week and a half ago? So yeah, I think it's really been crazy. It's been a lot, and but I'm pretty pleased with where I'm at, and I always think that I can be doing a little bit better.
You know, you're just talking about some of your appearances at left back. How important is it, whether it's on the international stage or with FC Dallas, to be able to have like at least a little bit of that position flexibility where you can show out at a couple different places?
Yeah, 100%. I think I have a lot of versatility. I think that's definitely something that's put me in a good position in terms of rosters with both the national team and the club. So like, for example, the past few camps and the past few games I played with the national team, I've been at center back and left back. And so I think that gives me almost an edge over, I'd say, some players that can only play one position. And honestly, the people here at this club know that I can play midfield too. So I think I've shown that I can do a lot of things and do it at a pretty high level. So I just enjoy playing this game, and I'm just enjoying the opportunities and the doors that God keeps opening through this sport.
Nolan, I've got three yellow cards on your ledger, and I was just curious, do you get to keep those, or have you ever asked for, hey, can I have that one?
No, it's yellow cards is a funny one because I mean, look, like, I'm an aggressive player, and I like to get in the tackles. So yes. Last year, to be honest, I had a few too many yellow cards that I probably didn't like to have on the resume. So this year, I wouldn't say I have that many. I have three yellow cards, and I think maybe actually four in all competitions, and maybe 20-plus games. So, you know, it's not the worst record, but I don't get to keep it. Maybe I should ask the ref for one more.
Yes, we've advocated that forever.
I just figured I'd probably get a red card when I was like, hey, can I have that? And will you autograph it, please? And he'd be like, that's it. You're out of here.
Like a good little souvenir.
Yes, exactly. Hey, are all of your yellow cards, though, for aggressive play? Or have you gotten one for, like, maybe saying that thing that you shouldn't have?
No, I'm pretty sure all of them have been for tackles.
Okay, good.
I don't think I've ever gotten a yellow card for dissent. Maybe I have. I don't want to lie on the podcast. That would ruin the credibility. But I'd say probably for tackles.
Okay. All right. Well, if you ever need advice, we have very smart mouths, and so I'm sure that we could help you out.
Yeah.
Now, the team in general obviously has been playing significantly better. Last five games, no losses, two wins, three draws, has really moved you back into a playoff race that, I'm not going to lie, a little bit ago, I thought we would be wrapping up the season without FC Dallas being in that mix. What has led to the significantly better play for y'all?
I think just one game leads to the next. I think confidence is a big thing, and that's what Coach speaks about a lot. So we kind of change formations, and just I think, change the way we play a little bit. But at the end of the day, I think players are stepping up and coaches are giving us the game plans we need to get results, and things are going our way. So I think in the season, when you have 30 plus games, you just have to take it game by game. It's very cliche, but that's what we've been doing, and that's what we've done the past few games, and it's given us a shot, and hopefully we can make the most of it with the past few games. And if I'm on that World Cup squad, I'll be cheering the boys on from over there.
Now, I wanted to maybe give credit to my co-host as well, because he hosted an FC Dallas watch party this past weekend, and obviously y'all thumped Austin, so I think maybe he gets a tiny bit of credit at least.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'll take some of that credit. I really do. I'll tell all the people about how much I deserve that credit too. Nolan, I was kind of curious in that locker room, who's considered the big brother? Who's the one that's always like trying to take care of everybody else in the locker room?
That's a good question.
That's what I do.
I think there are quite a few leaders in the locker room, to be honest. I think just because in MLS you have such a vast, like, different player profiles and a lot of people from different places. You've got, like, for example, we've got a Brazilian group of guys. And so, like, Ramiro is a great leader for the team. And he takes care of everybody, but you can tell, especially like when the Brazilian guys are moving over to the US, he's really taking them in and helping them get comfortable, you know. And guys like Lalas, Ibi, Petar, you know, these guys are good leaders. Martin and Paxton are always involved. So I think everybody just everybody kind of bonds in different ways, and that's what makes a good team.
Man, we appreciate your time, and obviously best of luck against Colorado. And then the day before, obviously, we'll be rooting for you to get on that World Cup U-20 roster as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Nolan Norris right here on 105.3 The Fan. That FC Dallas. Absolutely. That FC Dallas match, by the way, against Colorado Saturday at Toyota Stadium in Frisco, 7:30. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's take you out to Argyle to talk with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
1-1, runner goes, pitch is low, throw to second is high, nobody's covering. It's backed up there by Altuve, and Wyatt Langford is a 2020 man. There's his 20th stolen base of the year.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Let's take you out to Argyle, find wine and spirits, courtesy of D&M Leasing, to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
Man, we're doing awesome as well. Can you set the scene for us in Argyle?
Well, Argyle, of course, one of the fastest growing, most popular suburbs out here. And we're at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirit, but they got so much going on here. Frenchtown Salon Suites. They got a ribbon cutting for the grand opening that's going to be underway. And all new customer Tolos here at Fine Wine and Spirits is going to get a $25 gift card just for buying something here.
Have you guys ever wanted to get the giant scissors and cut the ribbon for the grand openings and stuff?
Yeah, there's something special about that. There's like, it's the giant scissors, and then it's also like the giant check that you can get from whatever type of charitable deal. Both of those, I think, are all human being bucket lists.
Awesome.
And I think they're going to rope Broadus into being in that picture here in about an hour.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he should say he'll only do it if he gets to cut the ribbon.
Well, he's in a paradise right now because he's grilling out there. They've got hamburgers. Co. and their catering department here. They've got all kinds of sides, and they're grilling hamburgers, and I think they got Broadus literally on the grill cooking up for guests right now.
Yeah, Burger Man Catering, man. This guy knows how to get it done. I just scarfed one there.
Burger. It was good.
Break.
Can you happen to tell us if Broadus got a response from his neighbor?
Ooh, that's a good question. And if we could wrangle him, he just walked up like 5 minutes ago, and you know he saw somebody making food, so he's got to get back there and learn all his ticks. Tips and tricks. So that'll be top of the show, though. That's good.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, because we told Bobby about that this morning, and he was like, what? And he just thought it was the funniest thing in the world. So I think inquiring minds definitely want to know.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm curious. I wonder if she lashed out or if she is so filled with shame because now had it lapped upon her shores that her bedroom activities are loud enough for an old man upstairs to hear.
You know, it might have tickled her. That might be her kink, like being heard, you know, kind of one of those deals.
Oh, I can go louder.
You know, so we'll have to see.
Wow.
Oh, here he is now. Brian brought us a Hagee. They were just asking about your roommate situation here on the Crosstalk, and I tease that when you're done with your burger, maybe top of the show, we'll get an update on that. Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay. It sounds like he's eating a burger.
He's living his life right
okay.
now.
Okay. All right. So
he's going to drown in his vodka today.
Okay. I'm going to ask.
Mardi Gras Bratis could make an appearance.
I'm going to ask Zach and Eric because, Dawson, you've set up how maybe the Rangers predictions don't always go our way. Did you feel like last night was the end of the road, or could tonight be the last stand for them?
I liked your thought on tonight being the night that you decide that last night was the night.
Yeah. You understood what I was saying, right?
Yes. Yeah, I thought that was fantastic. And, you know, as long as this team still has a little bit of mathematical hope left, I can maintain some level of positivity. But last night was a huge, huge gut-wrencher. And you thought that they were going to climb back. Corey, hearing you talk about how you're watching it, we're getting killed, you get in the car, things start going our way. You know, we can question, you know, Monday morning quarterback, should Corey have gotten out of the car?
Yeah, we can.
But at the same time,
blew it.
Yeah. Can Adolis Garcia just in that moment, can he rise in a way that we've seen him rise before? And making contact was nice, but would have been nice to get that thing out of the yard.
Yeah,
I mean, that would have, in a perfect world, he did his job. It was just, man, to come back from 6-0 down, and I really thought that this was going to happen. I just thought it was going to be the Cody Freeman. Okay, he's got a solo bomb at 6-1. At that point, I'm still thinking, no, this isn't happening. And then they got closer and closer. I think tonight, you lose, it's over. I'm definitely – I know that – and Boach was talking with you earlier. Like, mathematically, you're not eliminated – but you're eliminated. You just got swept by the team that you're directly chasing. You've let them double up on you. If they get it tonight, I'm still holding out hope because they play Cleveland, and Houston's got to take on Seattle, and they've been on a juggernaut run right now. So,
Boston can slide.
Possibly.
I haven't
Boston
ruled that out either, yeah.
I think we're firmly back in miracle territory, though, Hague, so right. I'm not going to give up. But any hope was dashed. Now we're, you know, one step further. And if you don't want to give up till it's mathematical, I get it. Crazy things happen here at the end of a baseball season. This team showed just what, before the six-game winning streak, they could drop a couple in a row, get reorganized after a day off, and come back flying into the weekend. So I'm not quite willing to move along totally yet. Which surprises me. I thought I would be.
Man, that's a great point. I think we've all been in a position, sports or life or just whatever, when you're like, huh, this is my opinion. I'm surprised that that's my opinion.
Yeah, maybe a little stubborn here, but, you know, 2023 was magical, and it's going to be a long time before I forget that, and it's going to be a constant reminder that if those boys are down there, they got a shot.
Yeah, I'm going to have to think about this a lot more because now this is stuck in my head. It was something within the last few months my wife asked me about, and I was like, eh, that's fine. And she goes, really? I would have thought this would definitely be something that would like get you fired up or agitated or something like that. And so maybe I'm growing, Dawson.
It's possible. You've always been a shower, and now all of a sudden, here you are a grower.
Look at you.
How many people out there are actually showers, do you think?
Very few.
Yeah.
But... you know, God bless them. Lucky bastards.
Agreed. God, Corey agrees.
Probably eyeball it somewhere around 15%.
Okay.
That's gorgeous. Guys, kind of depends on which continent you're on.
Huh.
Hey, they're doing it right now with these burgers. Unbelievable.
Man.
Yeah, no, they are. They're Burger Man's crushing it over there with the burgers.
I don't know if we can ever have a sequel to a Crosstalk, but I would love to follow up with you tomorrow, Dawson, to get your continental breakdown of showers.
A power rank.
Yeah,
for you.
Really. I'd really be interested.
Name all the showers you know.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Of course, we are at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirit here in Argyle Station.
a burgeoning retail spot, a very popular suburb to move into. Yeah, so it's booming out here. It's a great place to be, you know, with all the great options that we have. And this is where you want to come get your booze. If you're in Argyle, you load up here. And for every new Tolo customer today, you're going to get a $25 gift card just for becoming a new customer. So this is their official grand opening today. Of course, we got a lot of sports coming up. And Sean McFarland of the Morning News is going to talk Rangers with us more at 3. But we'll get into everything new with the Cowboys right out of the gates here.
I love Pure
Gold, as always, thanks for asking.
Yes. Love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation or go see them at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say shower, Kevin.
Definitely not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.